A landmark case tests VAT rules on digital platforms' use of user data. Italy's revenue agency has issued formal tax assessments against Meta Platforms Inc., X, formerly Twitter, and LinkedIn, demanding more than $1 billion in unpaid value-added tax, VAT. The assessments are based on a groundbreaking legal theory that free user registrations constitute taxable barter transactions, as users provide personal data in exchange for access to social media services. The largest demand targets Meta at approximately €887 million, $1.03 billion, while LinkedIn and X face assessments of €140 million and €12.5 million, respectively. These claims cover the period 2015 to 2021. Personal data as non-monetary consideration. A new VAT frontier at the heart of the dispute is the assertion that user data constitutes consideration, and thus forms a VAT liable supply under Italy's 22% VAT regime. Tax auditors argue that by creating an account, users enter into a barter transaction, offering valuable data in return for platform access, triggering VAT obligations under Article 2 of Italy's VAT law, which mirrors the EU VAT Directive's definition of taxable supplies. This interpretation breaks new ground, challenging the conventional view that free-to-use platforms do not engage in VAT table activity absent direct monetary payment. Corporate response and legal outlook. All three companies have filed appeals against the assessments. In a formal statement, Meta said it strongly disagrees with the Italian tax authorities' position and is pursuing legal remedies through appropriate channels. LinkedIn and X, now under Elon Musk's ownership, are also contesting the claims. Italian tax officials have not signaled any intention to settle, and sources close to the matter indicate that litigation could extend to the European Court of Justice, ECJ, given the potential for EU-wide implications. Industry and policy implications. EU VAT and digital taxation in focus. If Italy's interpretation is upheld, it could set a precedent across the EU, reshaping how national tax authorities classify non-monetary digital exchanges. Tax professionals are closely watching for ripple effects, especially in jurisdictions where digital services taxes, DSTs, are already in place, such as France and Spain. The move also adds a new dimension to the ongoing debate on taxing the digital economy, complementing OECD-led global minimum tax reforms and the EU's postponed digital levy. This is a test case not only for Italy but for the entire EU VAT framework, said a senior international tax advisor based in Brussels. The idea that user data equals payment challenges long-held assumptions and could expose many platforms to retroactive liabilities. Economic impact, compliance, cost, and risk for big tech. Should Italy's claim succeed, the financial impact on large tech firms could be significant, both in terms of back taxes and future compliance burdens. It may also incentivize firms to reconsider their EU operating structures, potentially shifting more commercial functions to entities located in countries with favorable VAT interpretations. Industry advocates have labeled the move an overreach, warning it could stifle innovation or lead to monetization of services that are currently free, such as social networking and professional platforms. Key takeaways for tax professionals. Italy claims over $1 billion in VAT from three major tech firms for the period 2015 to 2021. Authorities argue that user data provided at registration constitutes taxable consideration. If upheld, this could transform how EU VAT applies to digital business models. Legal appeals are pending, and the matter may escalate to the European Court of Justice. Businesses should monitor this case as it may trigger new guidance or policy shifts from EU tax bodies. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.